The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here.
When you control the mail, you control information.
Hello, Newman.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Sleeper Wire!
Oh, it is a Wednesday evening, and it is a lovely Wednesday evening. If it's cold where you are, I don't really care. If it's warm where you are, I don't really care. As long as you're not in the fire area over on the West Coast, I'm worried about you then. But other than that, what I'm really concerned about is you winning week 11. This is the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack Show, and that is what we are here to do. Answer your questions tonight for week 11, and also rest of season if you have any questions, fantasy football-wise. I mean, if you want to ask personal questions, just get free advice. I suppose we could do that too, but I don't know if you're going to get any good advice from these guys. If you're listening on a recording, sorry, you're not going to be able to use the phone number, but you can always go to our website and send us questions there. Go to sleeperwire.com, click the free advice button at the top, fill out the form, it goes straight to our email. We'll read it over as a group and give you some good answers. On the show today, we got Dirty Jobs and Lucas, who might be joining us later. The phone lines are now open too. So if you want to jump the line, we've got a bunch of questions already submitted, but if you want to jump the line and get your question answered immediately, call in right now, 256-567-5337, 256-56-SLEEP. Spell it out on your phone. If you can't spell, it's 256-567-5337. All right, we got the mixer questions coming in. We got Mike and Lucas. What's up, guys?
Well, you know, what's happening, Matt? How we doing?
I was just sitting here thinking about the kind of advice I would give. And you're right. It might not be the best advice, but it's going to be entertaining for someone. It's going to be entertaining for me to give you this advice, or entertaining for somebody else to watch what happens with what you do with the advice.
Exactly. I mean, you can't blame us for ruining your fantasy week. It's not an exact science. You couldn't blame us for ruining your life. We do the best we can with what we have, right?
Oh, we're pretty on point with the fantasy stuff. It's just the whole life thing I'm still kind of figuring out.
We got to figure out our own lives first. All right.
It's one thing to take fantasy advice from a guy named Dirty Jobs, but taking life advice from a guy named Dirty Jobs, probably not advisable.
I wonder what kind of advice Dirty Jobs would be best suited to give.
Right. How to skin stuff, maybe, but even then, I'm probably not even good at that.
I'd say work hard. You don't sleep, do you? You sleep like 3 hours a night and work 21 hours?
I try to.
That's no joke. He doesn't sleep. He just works.
He's a nightcrawler.
I try not. You can sleep when you're dead.
That's what I'd say. Let's take a call right now. You know who I think this is? I think, and I'm not screening calls today, I think.
This is Curtis, baby.
Yeah, I know Curtis, man.
Oh, Curtis, man. This is the new cut. Y'all be back. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
What's up, man?
How's you know that? Guys? It's good, and that drop for you just keeps getting better.
Man, listen to me. It brings a smile to my face, bro. It brings a smile to my face.
Thanks, Steve. He has you covered.
Sorry. Hey, John. Sorry. I got the music this time. I was at work that time. I got the music this time.
That was okay. I was just trying not to dance, man. That's what the problem is there. I stopped paying attention. I started dancing, Curtis.
I got you, man. Well, this week, guys, I won last week as usual, so I'm happy. In my main league. I have a question about my main league, but I have a question about my keeper league as well. Alright. A guy in my keeper league dropped Le'Veon Bell. I got $200 on my budget. Should I spend $200 of my budget or just spend everything to try to pick him up?
So my question to you is, Is there a round penalty for where he is kept, or is just you can keep whoever a maximum of players on your team? You can keep as many as you want, or is there a maximum number you can keep? And do they have a round penalty?
there is no round penalty. The maximum numbers of players I have to keep is three. I have Michael Thomas, Ezekiel Elliott, and I had traded for Aaron Jones. I could keep Aaron Jones, but then I just saw Le'Veon Bell there, so I'm trying to wonder this. Should I just blow it off of Le'Veon Bell?
I think that I would. I think he's probably going to get picked up, and you probably don't have to designate who your keepers are going to be until late next year before the season starts, right? So you are going to know where he lands and whether or not you want to keep him, and at least give yourself that option to choose to keep Le'Veon Bell or not.
I like that because at first I was against it, but I do like that philosophy there. I mean, at least leave yourself open options. With Le'Veon Bell, I mean, this guy might not be as good as he thinks he is when he goes, you know, we're seeing some production out of James Conner. We're seeing production out of Jalen Samuels when he's getting out there. I'm starting to wonder if it's not a product of the running back, but a product of the offensive line. So, I mean, look what happened with DeMarco Murray when he left Dallas. Those are the things I would key into that I would worry about with Le'Veon Bell.
Although what I will say is Le'Veon does look – he just does look elite when he's on the field. The way that he moves, his ability to catch, his ability to get open, he really is an elite player.
I'm sorry to bring Le'Veon Bell because I know no one was talking about him, but that was just something I saw that I had to ask a question about that because like if I just saw him appear on the waiver wire and I have the most money in that league. I had $200 because it was $300 budget and I barely spent money this whole year. I've been maneuvering. I've been working waiver wire a lot.
Okay,
and
so
I
what?
Said, man, I blow everything. Right,
what I would do, Curtis, is I would bid $1 more than whoever has the second most money in the league.
Yep.
The second most in the league is 187.
Okay, then you need to bid 188 because that'll save yourself the extra $12.
This is some Price and Rice shit. I like it. Price is Right. I love it.
Yeah, I like it.
I got you.
Keep yourself $12 to get that one pick up or for guys that are out of money.
I got you.
Curtis, you got any questions for this week?
Sorry, that was a quick. Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry. That was a quick question to ask. Now for my main lead. I'm a humongous. I have Watson and Fitzpatrick. I love Watson, but I just feel Fitzpatrick can really like put up the numbers. I mean, I'm looking right now. Like, who should I start? Because in my eyes, they're both top tens. But who gonna give me the higher ceiling? I love Watson upside, but I love Fitzpatrick weapons more. And on top of that, I have Mike Evans, and I have OJ Howard. It can be a nice three stack, but at the same time, I have Watson on top of that. So what do you guys think?
I'm going to let you take this one first, Dirty.
I'm playing Watson here. I just I feel like with Demaryius Thomas, Kiki Coutee coming back, I think that's going to be an explosive. I mean, they're going to have to pass the ball. I guess you don't have to, but when you have Lamar Miller as your running back, you almost have to pass the ball. So I actually really like Deshaun Watson this week. I have him in my top five, just a hair over Fitzpatrick, which actually just is outside of my top 12, in fact. So for me, it's Watson.
Yeah, I like Watson also. I'm kind of looking at these lines real quick. And it's a 43-point over-under for the Houston and Washington game, and which is really not that high. And then you have a 52 over-under for the Tampa Bay-New York game. So they're really, you know, that's 9 more points that they're assuming is going to be scored. I do like Watson a lot more. They may have Kiki back this week. That's tough, Curtis. But I think...
Yeah.
Wow. I think that I'm going to lean Deshaun Watson too.
Yep.
I'm going to lean to Deshaun Watson too, because you have a so if Fitzpatrick does come out and play poorly again, which that's kind of Fitz magic. He either has the magic or he doesn't. And we've seen him do really well and then all of a sudden just fall off a cliff. You don't want to put yourself in a position where you go out there and Fitzpatrick plays poorly and then they bench him at halftime and put Jameis Winston back in. Do I think that that's what's really going to happen this week? No, but there is that chance. I'm going to go with Deshaun Watson here.
All right.
Me too.
That's not.
Me too. Curtis, you got...
That sounds good, yeah.
Curtis, we got 30 seconds. You got anything else? You got one more quick one?
I'm pretty sure I can make anything else work myself. Thank you for helping. I'm going to keep on listening, guys.
Hey, man. Yeah, call back in on Sunday, too.
I got you. You already know I am.
All right, dude.
See you, Curtis.
All right, we got I don't know who this is because I'm not screening calls, so we'll just welcome them to the show. Good evening. Welcome to the Sleeper Wire Show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, it's Matt Seattle, your resident UPS driver. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What you got this week?
I kind of got a tough wide receiver decision to make. I only can start two running backs because of bye week, so I'm running a wide receiver in my flex. I got Tyler Boyd at Baltimore, kind of iffy after last week. Keenan Allen's locked in. Then I got Corey Davis, John Brown, and MBS. And I'm trying to figure out, do I run Tyler Boyd against Baltimore? Or do I do, like, MBS Corey Davis? Or do I think John Brown's going to bounce back?
The only
one I'm really locked in on is Keenan Allen.
Yeah, Keenan Allen's your definite start here. Boyd against Baltimore is really, really tough. I like Boyd a lot better when A.J. Green is back. So I think for me, if A.J. ends up playing this week, which there's – you know, he's dealing with a toe issue. If he ends up playing, I'm going Tyler Boyd here. And if he doesn't, I think I'm going to lean Corey Davis because they really just don't have anybody else to throw to.
Yeah.
Corey Davis, yeah. He certainly looked good this week. What was the third option there?
MVS.
MVS.
And I really like MVS a lot this week, too.
Me too.
I heard Randall Cobb didn't go to Seattle.
Yep, Cobb is out. They do play tomorrow night. It's a Thursday night game. I'm not sure if you're someone that really cares if it's a Thursday night game or not. Those generally don't go the way that I think they're going to. Thanks a lot, Greg Olson, last week. But, yeah, so I like all your options here, but I think Corey Davis, unless A.J. Green plays, I'm going Boyd.
And then something I looked at was both John Brown and Tyler Boyd put up 20 points against each other earlier this year.
Yeah, that's true, but Flacco may not be playing, and we still don't know if it's Lamar Jackson or RG3 that's going to be starting for them.
True.
And so we have no clue what kind of chemistry he's going to have and who it's going to be with.
So say it again, what's your top, like, 1-3?
It's Tyler Boyd for me if A.J. Green plays and Tyler Boyd isn't seeing the best coverage. If not, it's Corey Davis.
Got it.
For me, it's MVS and then Corey Davis.
Okay. Steve, who you got here?
I'm going MVS and then probably Corey Davis as well.
Okay. So both of them are liking MVS a lot. I love hearing that. I was trying not to be too biased because I have him going several places this week, but
he's just been getting it done. He's just been getting it done week to week. I mean, he's safe. He feels very safe. That's all.
Well, it's the quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, and if the answer to that in the decision tree is usually going to be that player. He spreads the love around a lot.
Right. All right.
True.
Thank you for calling. Right. Good luck with your deliveries.
That's all I got.
You good? All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Good luck, bud.
I love the texture of that guy's calls. The background, the backup, the backing up the truck.
I feel like I'm in the UPS truck driving around with him.
I know, right? Like that'd be a cool little concept show. Just drive around in a truck and broadcast.
Do a podcast while you're doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what's in this box. Let's talk to this housewife. let's throw this box at somebody's door. All right. I don't know who this is. Let's see if we can add them to the call here. I'm trying. Here we go. Welcome to the Sleepwire Show, caller. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, guys. It's John from New York.
What's up, man? What's your question today?
Well, I got a bit of a strategic line of questions I got to ask you guys. And it involves primarily quarterback and wide receiver sort of combo here. And so let me just sort of roll down the list here of what I got going on. Currently, just based on, you know, all the ECR rankings, what I'm rolling with this week is Aaron Rodgers, Beckham, Alshon Jeffrey, MVS, and then, I mean, this kind of is, well, it's kind of relevant to this, but I also have Aaron Jones as one of the other running backs that I have to roll with this week in addition to Kareem Hunt and Tariq Cohen. My question is really, should I play all three of these Green Bay Packers, or should I, obviously Aaron Jones the must start. The question is really, should I mix and match another quarterback and another wide receiver I have with Aaron Rodgers and MBS, right? So the other quarterback option that I have here is Ben Roethlisberger. So it's really the only other option. And then the other wide receiver options that I have over MBS, which are kind of like all in the same tier here of player, is Cortland Sutton, Christian Kirk, Anthony Miller, and Kiki Kuti.
Yeah, so I don't know. We don't really know what the status with Kiki is. Anthony Miller has been balling out. He's been on a pretty high trajectory. So I do like that name this week. But I don't think that I'd start. I don't think I'd start any of those guys over MBS. Definitely not. I'm not doing Christian Kirk. Fitz is clearly the guy, and they're finally getting DJ involved. So I think I'm still going MVS, and I don't really know how you sit Rodgers.
Yeah, I know. Except for last week, right?
Yeah,
I
mean, Big Ben, he had a 5-touchdown game. He's going against Jacksonville this week. It would not surprise me at all if he has big regression. That. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Seattle game is going to be a sneaky game only for the fact that it's kind of a must win for both teams. So I'm kind of hoping that that's a bit of a shootout of a game there. And I know what you're saying about Anthony Miller. The only other thing is that I do have Tariq Cohen, and I also have the option to play Trey Burton. So I don't want to stack too many guys there either. As of right now, I have Greg Olsen in as my tight end. Would anybody play Burton over Olsen this week?
Mike, what do you think here? I like his lineup the way that he has it.
I do too. I think I like Olsen over Burton too.
Yeah.
Olsen over Burton, and we like MVS over all of those other guys. Anthony Miller.
Yeah, in fact,
not this week, but not as much as I like MVS. But I do like Cortland Sutton a lot. I think he's going to have a really good week now that they've had that bye week out of the
week. Yeah, exactly. But I agree with what you were saying to the last caller. It's like those two guys are almost like the same player, and when you compare who's throwing the ball, it's like it's no question. You know?
Yeah.
It's Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers or that guy who's in Denver throwing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his name again?
His name is The Answer. Case The Answer Keenum.
Case Keenum, that's right.
All right. Yeah, exactly. All right, perfect, guys. Well, I appreciate your call. Listen, I've been calling in a couple times. You guys are the reason why I'm 8-2. I'm in second place, and I'm playing the first place team that's also 8-2. So,
it's a big game.
So we're gonna keep things rolling here. But I appreciate it, guys. I'll let you get on to other calls.
All right,
appreciate it.
Luck, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
I like how he said he appreciates our call, but he called us, so we appreciate your call.
He appreciates
buddy.
Us taking the call.
We appreciate your call. All right, that is it for the calls right now. Let's get to a couple of Mixler questions real quick. These started coming in a bit early today, so let me go back down and see where we're at. Okay, Eric Musil, he's a good listener. Have Collins and John Brown, what are your opinions on how these two are affected if Flacco does not start? This is something that we had talked about previous shows, previous weeks. I really don't know where to go with these two. If Lamar or RG3 starts, how do you guys see that affects Collins and John Brown?
So, Mike, I think that they end up leaning more on the run game, and Ingram and Kamara just put up something like 250 rushing yards against the Bengals. So to me, I think that they lean on the run game, and we really have no clue, because we don't know which quarterback is starting, we have no clue which wide receiver that they're really going to have chemistry with. So is it Crabtree? Is it Brown? Is it Snead? Is it one of the 14 tight ends that they now have active between Hurst, Andrews, and everybody else? We don't really know, but we do know that it doesn't really matter who the quarterback is to hand the ball off. So to me, I think Collins is a smart play after we saw Cincinnati just get decimated on the ground.
I agree 100% with your take on that. The one thing that I would say is I believe that they kind of maybe enhance on one side of the running game just because you have a running quarterback. And anytime you got a quarterback that can sneak out like that, that kind of makes you have to sit back on your linebackers a little bit more than you would if you could just attack that running back. So for me, it really opens up options in the running game. We saw Lamar Jackson get it done in college with his arm, but Lucas is right. I mean, who he's feeling is anybody's guess. I would actually probably lean more towards Crabtree just because I feel like he's the more superior talent when it comes between him and John Brown. But that's just my theory, you know. I mean, I do agree 100%. I feel like the running game will definitely get bolstered.
Yeah, I think so too. Cincinnati was missing two key linebackers last week as well, Burfict and Vigil, and one of their cornerbacks got hurt as well. So that's a beatable defense. The top, what is it, second, third leading receivers for the Saints were running backs last week. So Ty Montgomery might get a little love if he plays as well. But yeah, that's a weak middle and weak short game defensively for Cincinnati right now. Michael DeSantis, I stashed Lamar Jackson in every league I have. How confident would you be in starting him over, say, Russell Wilson, or would you wait and see? Simple, wait and see. You don't start a guy who we haven't seen anything of against Russell Wilson. You start Russell Wilson.
Yeah, absolutely start Russ.
Darren Workin. Go ahead, Mike. You got an argument? You going to argue this one, Mike? Come on.
I just love Lamar Jackson's talent so much.
We don't even know if he's starting.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if he gets the call to go, I think I would almost be comfortable starting him, but not over Russell Wilson. But there is a pretty decent list of quarterbacks I would start him over.
The issue here is that Russ plays tomorrow night, so we're not really sure if that call will come or not.
Roll him out.
Yeah,
you roll him out.
No, you start Russell Wilson. We got a call. Let's take this call from the 316. Oh, hell yeah! The Stone Cold area code. Welcome to the Sleepwire Show, caller. What's your name?
Hey, it's Briar.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Not much. I like the shout out of Stone Cold Steve Austin. I dig that.
Where is that area code?
It's in Kansas, specifically Wichita.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. What you got for us this week?
Yeah. So last week I talked to you guys and you guys helped me through. I was trying to trade for Ezekiel Elliott and Olsen, and the guy said, well, let's give it a week. I want to see what Zeke does. And I was originally going to be giving him like Aaron Jones, Kerryon Johnson, and someone else. Well, Aaron Jones and Kerryon did fairly well, and Chubb did awesome. Yeah. So this week he was going to, we settled on a different deal, and he ended up blueballing me because he said he put the trade into a generator and it was lopsided my way. So he didn't do it. So I'm not going to be able to get Zeke, and I'm not going to be able to use any of my running back depth to get another high pick running back. My question is, I have Doyle as my tight end. What do you think Zach Ertz's trade value is? Do you think I could use Dalvin Cook
and Chris Carson or Dalvin Cook and Kerryon Johnson to get Ertz and AJ Green is what the guy was offering?
Yes, I think that you could. It's really painful because you're going after a statistical outlier of a game. Ertz coming off of one of these statistical outlying games with 16 targets, 14 receptions, 2 touchdowns, and triple-digit yardage. So this guy's going to ask for the moon. But you should definitely be able to package those together because I believe you're in a 10-man league or an 8-man league.
10-man, yep.
It's in a 10-man. So you really want to shore up that position, and Ertz over Doyle is huge in a 10-man.
Especially catching touchdowns. Man, that really reduces Jack Doyle's value a lot.
Yeah, it was rough last week, but luckily it came out with the win. Do you think right now I'm trying to sell him on Dalvin Cook and Carson because he wasn't too keen on Kerryon and Carson. But do you think if he says no to this Cook and Carson, do you think Cook and Kerryon is too much?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot to me. That does sound like quite a bit.
And I mean, I like shoring up the position, but I feel like I'm happy streaming and keeping my solid running backs.
Yeah, because even if you're not getting to use them, neither's anybody else.
Exactly. And I'm sitting comfortable in 7-3 and have all this depth, but all the guys that are competitors have the other high-end running backs, and no one's wanting to trade with me because I'm a contender. So I don't know.
I guess my question is,
with all this depth and trying to do something.
My question is, are you trading someone who's likely not going to make the playoffs?
He's on the borderline of he's right now in the SACO playoffs. But if he wins out, he could end up in the winner's bracket of the playoffs.
Okay, because if you're going to lose overall in terms of value on a trade like this late in the season, to shore up one of your positions, you damn sure don't want to make a team good enough that they can turn around and beat you in the playoffs. But if you don't think that he's going to make it, then I would say it's probably okay to give away some of your depth and lose value-wise just to shore up this side of the trade. But definitely see what you can do to try to make something like the Chris Carson and Kerryon thing work, or Chris Carson and I guess Chris Carson and Dalvin Cook for AJ Green and Ertz would be okay because of the other 4 high end running backs that you have.
Yeah, and I mean, but those last 2 games of Cook's schedule for the semifinals and finals would be so sweet to have.
Yeah, I'd want to get rid of Carson for sure because I just can't trust that backfield. It could become four guys now competing with McKissick maybe coming back. And the Lions, to me, are not looking right while the Vikings have been looking right. Like their offensive line is finally coming together. They've shown me in the past couple of weeks that it's coming together. So I'd want to keep Cook. And if you got to sell Carson and Kerryon to get Ertz and AJ, I think that's a really nice deal. And tell that guy to stop using trade analyzers. What a dork.
We had like a whole half day talking through this trade. I gave him all the statistics and everything, and I was selling them. I'm like, you're in last place. You don't really have any hope. Like, you might as well get 2 running backs and you'd help me getting me a championship, and then comes back with that, and I just, oh, man.
That's rough. Yeah.
All right, well, let us know how things work out. You're on the Sleeper app, right? Part of our channel?
Yes, sir.
Cool, man. Let us know how things work out this week for you. We like to hear about good trades going through.
Will do. You guys have a good night.
You too,
absolutely,
man.
You too, bud.
This week.
And that's the bottom line, because the guy from Kansas said so. All right, back to the mixer questions real quick. We got another Lamar Jackson question from Darren Warkin. Start Lamar Jackson if he plays, or Mariota, 6-point touchdown league. Mariota over Jackson, if even if he plays, I think, for me.
I think I'm going to lean Mariota, but only because I think Mariota has another decent week. So,
you know, really for me, I want to see Lamar Jackson do it. His throws haven't looked that great, and most of the packages they bring him in on, he's running. So I kind of want to see him throw the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
I would start over him. I would start him over Case Keenum, whoever the Bills quarterback is. they're on a bye week, so we don't have to worry about that.
Kind of going bottom of the barrel here, buddy.
I would start him over Josh Rosen. That might be about it.
I think that is.
I'm not even sure I would start him over Rosen. They have Oakland this week.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
Oakland actually doesn't have a terrible defense. They don't get a lot done, but they don't allow a lot to happen either. But neither here nor there. I don't think Lamar Jackson's going to get the start either way. I think it's going to be RG3.
Black Mamba 24. Hey guys, choose two running backs and a flex. So here's our pool. Lindsey, Miller, not sure which Miller. Are running backs. So Lamar, Miller. Kerryon, Smallwood, Ingram, standard. So I need three out of Lindsey, Miller, Kerryon, Smallwood, and Ingram.
Mark Ingram for sure, Lindsey, and Kerryon.
That's the three I was thinking.
Yep, same with me. June 718. Hey guys, start two half PPR. Tate, Shepard, Cooper. Thanks. Shepard and Cooper for me.
Yeah, me too. Until I see them figure out a way to get Tate in there.
Yeah, he's a target monster in Detroit, but he certainly isn't looking that way in Philadelphia. I'm also on that end.
That's what we talked about last week. I was nervous that they were going to have trouble finding a way for him to get in.
Well, he hasn't unpacked his bags yet. I mean, he's probably still got boxes in his new apartment. He's probably moving in, and they're going against New Orleans in New Orleans. Oh man, they're going to be down. I don't like this game for Philadelphia at all. They could be down very early, very quickly. Black Mamba 24. Choose a quarterback: Mariota, Bortles, Cousins, or Eli. He doesn't trust Cousins versus the Bears.
This is kind of gross, but I think I might go Eli.
That's who I was leaning, is Eli. Eli against Tampa Bay. Thank you.
No, I'm okay with Cousins against the Bears. I think that's going to be a competitive game, but I get it. All right, 2-1 for Eli. I don't know, man. Wilson checking in. Start Roethlisberger or Rodgers? Oh, and you know what? In the Pro-Am last week, he has both these guys. This might be a Pro-Am question. In the Pro-Am last week, he benched Roethlisberger and started Rodgers, and I felt so bad for the guy. It's 50 points on his bench, so now he's asking.
Yeah, I think that I'm going Rodgers this week.
Steelers at Jacksonville. It's not Ben Roethlisberger at home.
So is that a Rodgers vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for being cryptic and just answering a question. Black Mamba 24 again. Choose a tight end, standard, Olsen or Engram? Olsen for me.
Olsen.
Yep, Olsen.
All right, Ricardo Banks, longtime listener. I lost Cup and Bell. Trade Diggs for Lindsey and Alshon. Currently rostering Jordan Howard, Deion Lewis, Sony Michel, Mike Davis, Royce Freeman. Landry, Godwin, Moncrief, Corey Davis, half point. He's at 500 record.
I would do this.
Yeah.
I too would do this trade.
I think I would.
I think it's 55-45 that Alshon could beat Diggs, 55, you know, rest of season for Diggs, given the slight, but Alshon could end up beating Diggs rest of season.
Yeah, and he's probably going to have to drop somebody if he does a 1-for-2. So who would you guys drop out of this list?
Who are they again? Just read off the worst ones.
So Howard, Deion, Lewis, Sony Michel, Mike Davis, Royce Freeman, Landry, Goodwin, Godwin, Moncrief, and Corey Davis.
Godwin.
Drop Godwin.
Yeah,
I'm with that.
Well, it's either Godwin or Royce Freeman. I would have dropped him a while ago.
Yep. Wilson says, evidently the UPS driver needs help with his mail sack. Good observation. Very true.
Gotta love Wilson.
Out there doing the mail. For real. Okay, back to the questions here from the mail sack. These are from the sleeper app. R. Summers wants to know, best under-owned defense to pick up and start. He's thinking Tennessee or New Orleans.
I don't love Tennessee this week, but I love their late season schedule. They have several favorable matchups, and I have been eyeing them in many of my leagues.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah, I really expect the Saints to really – I mean, they score a lot, man. They're just a high-octane offense. I don't like their defense as much as I like Tennessee's. I agree with you this week, though. I don't really like them.
You don't like Tennessee this week?
No, not against the Colts. I think the Colts are going to put up numbers, and then people are going to drop the Tennessee Titans right onto my team.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't mind Tennessee this week. I mean, they've been playing excellent defense. Their coach is really putting that defense together. And they flummoxed Tom Brady.
It was at home though. It was in Tennessee. There was no Gronk. Edelman got hurt. They were trying to bring Sony Michel back in, and he wasn't very effective. I just think things were screwy, and they didn't really do that great against the Chargers. And now they're traveling to Indy and then at Houston. I think that they don't do well either of these two games.
All right. Dilly Dilly 21, Cam or Ryan this week?
Cam for me.
Going Cam, huh?
Yeah, against the Lions.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to go Cam too.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That Lions secondary is pretty rough. The only thing that worries me is that Lions run defense is pretty good. They may put a little pressure on Cam, so it's a little risk there, but I think I like him better. Galvin, 4487, should I trade Coleman for A.J. Green for the playoffs?
Tevin Coleman, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I would assume.
I would. I mean if I'm A.J. Green.
Yeah, if Tevin Coleman's like your fourth or fifth running back, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. Weddle me this. What's Jalen Samuels' value this week if Connor stays in concussion protocol? I think he might be okay to play. I think Connor might be going. I'm not sure if he's out of the protocol, but if he isn't, Jalen Samuels worth a start or not?
Yes.
I would say no, just because they're in Jacksonville again. Like, they're pretty stout against the run. If they give it up, they'll give it up against the pass. And in Jacksonville is a tougher place to play, but I do believe Connor is good to go.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. Samuels is a nice little stash, though. I'll give you that much. Because we're still waiting to find out if Le'Veon Bell comes back. Kidding. Leaf 333, is Baldwin worthy of a starting gig? Yeah, maybe in the Canadian Football League. Marlo G. No, seriously though, Baldwin's out of the starting like wide receiver position now, right? Like, he's a flex.
Yeah, that's really where I'm at with it. He's had 3, 4, and then 5 targets over the last 3 weeks, totaling 11 receptions. He's averaging around 45 yards a game. You're not comfortable starting him, but at the same time, any given week, this guy's able to go off. So play him in your flex and hope for the best.
Right. Let's see here. I thought there was another call. Guys, if you want to call in and jump the line, get your question answered immediately, I should say, 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. You can call in now. Phone lines are wide open. Marlo G, PPR. Latavius Murray or Jaquizz Rodgers? Pick one, please.
Jaquizz. He had like 10 receptions last week, didn't he?
He did.
So
yeah, I like Rodgers as well.
Wow, really? Okay. All right. I was going to go Latavius Murray.
You said PPR, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's why. To me, with Dalvin Cook coming back healthy off the bye, Diggs is also going to be back and healthy. I think that you're really gambling on a touchdown for Murray's production.
All right.
And that's what I'm thinking. Got Cook coming back. Latavius Murray is done.
I don't think he's done. I think they're gonna still use them both. I don't want to say he's done, because to me Cook is. I don't know if Cook is ready for the full workload again. We do have a couple calls, but we'll see. We'll see. So we were taking Jaquiz there, Marlo G, 2-1. Good evening, caller. Thank you for calling the Sleepwire Show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Jeremy from Kentucky.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey.
Thanks for calling, man. I'm actually drinking a little Kentucky bourbon right now. A bottle from, it's called Jefferson's. Oh. It's quite nice.
Well, good. That is one thing that I'm for.
What do you got?
Just quick question. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to listen to the show yet, so I don't know if y'all touched on them, but your thoughts on Cohen and Michelle for the rest of the season. Half-point PPR.
I love Michelle going forward as long as he's healthy, and Cohen is going to be very hit or miss. He's going to have games that he puts up 5, and he's going to have games that he puts up 25 for you. It really depends on who they're giving the goal line work. And now you're doing and with Mitchell Trubisky, it looks like you're dealing with a little bit of a mini Cam Newton situation where you have no clue who they're giving the goal line work to, which running back, and that's if he doesn't keep it and run it in. Trubisky is the second most effective running quarterback so far this season. So, and they have Anthony Miller back now. It's going to be really tricky predicting Cohen's good games. But so kind of an iffy, you know, slightly optimistic for Cohen and feeling real good about Michelle. Mike, Steve, what do you guys think?
Same here. Exact same thing. I think, you have Rex Burkhead coming back, but that doesn't really scare me too much. I'm a much higher on Michelle than I am Cohen.
I have a guy interested in Cohen, and the only person he has of value is Cam Newton and Trey Burton. I have Njoku, which is on a bye. That's really the only two people he has of value, and he wants Cohen. Bad.
Who's your quarterback?
But I have Jared Goff. I got Goff, and I picked up Lamar Jackson a week ago.
So you don't have anyone to cover Goff's bye right now? Who's your
Jackson,
backup quarterback?
If he actually plays.
Yeah, but
Lamar Jackson.
You won't need him until the 12th week, and Flacco will probably be back by then. But I don't know that you really want to sell out just to get Cam to cover a 1 week bye.
Yeah.
I don't think that I do anything here, honestly. I don't. Burton's hit or miss for me, and I like Goff more than I do Cam rest of season. Okay. Are you guys pretty much there too, or what do you think?
Oh, I like Cam a lot more rest of season, and I feel like if I've got the depth to move Tariq Cohen, I mean, if he's like Lucas always says, if this is your fourth or fifth running back, if you're finding yourself in situations where you're not even putting this guy in your starting lineup, then I'm happy with Cam Newton. I think Cam Newton finishes better off than Jared Goff rest of the season.
Wow.
He just adds value with his legs.
I know Cam Newton's playoff schedule is really good.
It is pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Cleveland, New Orleans, and Atlanta.
Yeah, and Los Angeles just seems to – I mean, they'll have those games where Gurley just runs 3 touchdowns and completely eliminates Goff's value, where I feel like...
Isn't Carolina, Goff the number two or number three quarterback right now in most leagues?
I think he's number three in ESPN.
Yeah, so he hasn't had his bye, but he's currently number three, and he's only had one really bad game. I know he's had a couple really big ones to skew it, but... Okay, I guess I'm with Mike here. I do like Cam's playoff schedule. So if you have depth at running back and you want to go ahead and get rid of Cohen to get a hold of Cam, that's probably not a terrible idea.
Okay. Cool, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for calling in tonight.
Good luck, man.
All right, great show. Thank you.
We try our best every week. We really do. Who's up next on the mail sack? Caller, welcome to the Sleepwire Show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, guys. My name's Dean from California.
Hey, how we doing?
Not too bad. My season's still alive. so that's good. Kind of still on the must win, but just a couple questions, more of like clarification on if I'm starting the right people or not. My tight end I have been right now is Trey Burton over Jimmy Graham. I just don't like versus Seattle. They haven't really given up much versus tight ends, but I don't know what you guys feel on that.
I like it. I'm sitting Jimmy Graham, but
yeah, I mean he really is kind of painful to play right now. Oh, Randall Cobb being out, you assume that means that more targets are open, but it hasn't really looked that way. Yeah, I'm okay with sitting him. I'm okay. I don't get the warm and fuzzies. Mike, Steve.
All right.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was right there right away. Yeah, no, I mean, Jimmy Graham he'll score touchdowns. He can do that. He does score. But it's just not enough for me to throw him out there with any kind of good faith or anything. And I think against Seattle, it's just going to be bad. Although it is a revenge game, right?
Yeah, if you want to classify it like that. go ahead and sit him.
All right, cool. And then you guys have I have T.Y. in over Juju just because of Jacksonville. I don't like that matchup either. And T.Y. has been, I mean, he's T.Y.
Right. Yeah, and you're really hoping that he finally gets back on track. He's been letting you down, but yeah, I would play T.Y. I think I would play T.Y. here, but it's close. I have them more or less back-to-back in my rankings right now. I have
over
them for...
he said?
T.Y. and Juju.
Who do you have to sit out of those guys? Because I like both these guys.
Who are your other wide receivers?
I have DeAndre Hopkins, and I'm not sitting him, obviously.
Yeah.
So then I have them two, and then I was going to... The other option I can either put in flex, but I have Kerryon Johnson in my flex right now.
Yeah, I would rather have Kerryon for the guaranteed touches. Mike, so T.Y. or Juju here, bud?
I gotta go with T.Y. here. He's the mainstay for Andrew Luck. It hasn't looked like it the past few weeks. Eric Ebron's been really eating into that, but it's only just a matter of time before he finds his favorite target again.
Yeah, I think Mike's right. You got to go T.Y. here.
All right, sounds good. That was it for me. I mean, pretty much, I guess I had my lineup set right, and I just wanted some clarification. See if I was,
no,
in
definitely, direction. Definitely. You're like everyone else. You got to, you know, the tinkering plays into it. So now you just got to set it and forget it. Don't look again.
Forget it. Ron Popeil style. Hey, thank you for calling in, buddy. Good luck this week. All right, we got to move on. Sorry to cut you off there, bud. Let's knock a couple more Mixler questions out here before we get back into the sack. June 718, Tevin Coleman or Deion Lewis this week, half point.
Deion for me.
Yeah, Deion for
me.
Yeah,
I guess Deion.
Deion for me as well. Eric Musial's stupid older brother question. I love these. Standard league, start 3 of 4. So we need 3 out of these 4. Boyd, Juju, Anthony Miller, and Sutton.
I'm sitting Boyd if AJ Green's out.
Yep, I'm there too. And I'm sitting
Sutton if he's in, I think.
I think I'm sitting Anthony Miller.
I'm close with that, too. I don't think he has nearly the week he had last week.
Yeah, I'm dealing with his exact situation in a PPR 2-flex league. And I have Sutton in right now, but I'm looking at Doug Martin and Anthony Miller, which I might have to put one of those two in if Marvin Jones doesn't play. So that's I'm looking at this exact situation. Yeah, and I'm still playing Sutton over Miller, but it's real close, and I'm probably just going to play both of them.
Okay. All right. Stone Cold Rogers, Crazy Canuck from my Pro-Am League. I need I think he changed his name so that I would do this for him. Because I don't see any question from The Rock today, at least not yet. So we got Stone Cold Rogers. I need one wide receiver, two flex, PPR. So we got Sammy Watkins, John Brown, Corey Davis, John Ross, Anthony Miller, Cortland Sutton, and Ito Smith. So let's tackle the number one wide receiver right now first. Sammy Watkins, John Brown, Corey Davis, John Ross, Anthony Miller, or Sutton?
I think that it's Watkins if he's healthy. Yeah, it's Watkins for me if he's healthy. That point is a 63-point over-under, which is it's the highest over-under of the season. The only one that's come close was the Rams-Saints game, which actually went over, and that was a 70-point game. So I think that you just want a piece of that. So it's going to be Watkins for me there. Mike?
I think it's two. It's Watkins and Sutton for me if it's two. But I was...
No, this is just the wide receiver spot. We're going to get to the two flex. He's got two flex as well. So for that starting wide receiver.
And then it's Watkins for sure.
Okay. And then for the two flex, we got left over John Brown, Corey Davis, John Ross, Miller, and Sutton. Oh, and Ito Smith.
It's Corey Davis and Sutton for me.
Same here.
Okay. All right. Cool. I like it when people get along. The Chief currently owns Barkley, Aaron Jones, and Dion, full PPR, need wide receiver help. Should I trade Jones for Juju or Diggs? Trade Dion in a package for Sanders or hold tight with T.Y. Baldwin and Landry? I kind of want to get Diggs or Juju.
I think I have to go for Diggs or Juju here, too. You need some...
Yeah, it's...
receiver emergency help.
Yeah, I'm getting Diggs if it's me.
Yeah, same here. Full PPR, I'm getting Diggs as well, I think.
Diggs or Schuster, I'm happy with either one of those guys.
Yeah.
They're going to enhance my lineup a lot right there.
Yeah, my preference would be Diggs, but the argument could be made for Juju just as easily.
Right. Yeah, see if you can get one of those guys, maybe a satellite RB, like a third stringer or a second stringer kind of guy that you might be able to get some value out of. Since you're giving away Aaron Jones. Let's see. Stone Cold Rogers sounds good. Okay, so you heard. Wilson, PPR, pick one. Kuti, Sutton, Godwin.
Sutton
for me. Right. I want to see Kiki with my eyes back in a game looking good. I'm nervous he's going to go back out there and re-injure his hamstring.
Yeah. Yeah, I want him on my bench for sure right now. If he's available, I'm grabbing him. But, yeah, I want to see it first. So another question from Stone Cold Rogers. Start one, Adrian Peterson, John Ross, Sammy Watkins, Jimmy Graham in the flex. So this is a flex question. Half point.
Sammy Watkins for me.
Yeah, I'm there too.
Yeah, I agree too. If he's healthy. What if he's not healthy? AD, John Ross, or Jimmy Graham in the flex?
AD. Chris Thompson's likely not playing again.
Yep. And it's AP. But.
Well, all day, AP, he goes by AP or AD.
He prefers AD, and I'll pull up the video if you guys want proof, but he prefers AD. Like, asked him personally, he likes it better. I'm trying to, I give Tyrod his credit for his name, because everybody butchered his name. So I'm trying to call Tyrod. I'm trying to make these guys happy so they'll show up on the show. We got Cap and Kurt. Who is Curtis? Are the Cardinals top five against the Raiders this week?
Yes.
Oof.
You think? That was
I think so.
Okay. Yes, as if you didn't.
All right. Black Mamba 24, best trade offer for Deshaun Watson. This is hard. When you guys just give us a player and say what's his value, it's impossible for us to know. Like, we need to know kind of what you need and what you have.
The league format, you know, is it PPR, standard? Is it 8-team? Is it 14-team? Is it
targets, needs?
Two quarterback? Watson's probably a top 7 in a regular league, top 5, top 3 in a two quarterback league. So that's a big difference to what you're going to get for him. So send us more information, Black Mamba. The Chief, thanks, guys. Follow up. He's got a deal. Okay, so this is a follow-up. He's got a deal in place to trade Baldwin for Alex Collins. Do you guys like this? I'm also crazy. Am I crazy to trade T.Y. for Cooper straight up, trying to make the playoffs?
I would do Baldwin for Collins.
With a big smile on my face, I would do that. If I'm on the Collins side, of course.
Yep. The Baldwin...
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I would not sell low on T.Y. right now.
Especially for Amari Cooper.
Same. I keep T.Y. and trade Baldwin for a running back if I could. Looks like he's going to try to do... Okay, so he's having a conversation with me here on the Mixer chat. I just normally just read stuff, but I got to pay attention to what's being said. Back to the sack. No calls, guys. Phone lines are open. 256-56. Sleep, 256-567-5337. Phone line's wide open if you want to jump the line. Roughnecker got offered Kelce and Peterson for Burton and Chubb. He has Hunt, Connor, and McCaffrey, and Hill. He wonders if this is too many Chiefs. And I think we've had this sort of question before. You can't get enough of teams that score this much. Like, why not?
The only issue here is that the Chiefs have not had their bye.
Yeah.
That is true. That'll hurt you. That is a good point. But, I mean, Kelce...
If you can sacrifice a week and it doesn't matter, if you're vying for a top seed bye, and if you lose a week that could knock you out of it, I wouldn't do it. But if you're just guaranteed in the playoffs or, you know, pretty much in the position you're going for, then it doesn't really matter if you throw a week, right? You know, it's going to be painful that week because everyone wants to win every week.
Yeah, but you're getting Kelce.
You're building your team for the playoffs.
You're getting Kelce for Burton, essentially. That's a win. And you're getting Peterson for Chubb, which is I don't like as much, but still.
It's a downgrade, but it doesn't sound like he's even playing Chubb with the other running backs that he has.
Yeah.
So I would probably do this.
Yeah, you're not starting Chubb maybe in a flex, but you got three stud running backs already. You don't even need to worry about it. So, yeah, do it. Do it. J-Dub-11.
Worries me about as if, say, it, Los Angeles, sorry to cut you off there, but
no,
if Los Angeles loses this week, Kansas City might start benching people here fairly soon.
No, they won't. Especially
around.
No way.
Oh, I'd worry about it.
It was week 17 that benches started happening. It was only week 17, and it was Gurley, and like, there was only players on two teams, I think, that got benched. And it was week 17. So if you're not in a week 17 league, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it drives me crazy when people think about that. It's like no one's benching their – like no teams are benching their starters week 13.
Week 16, which is your championship week, if you have that, your whole entire starting lineup
they're not starting.
They won't
do that because then it's like – then they have 2 weeks off before they play again, possibly 3 weeks if they get a bye. You think that coaches are going to be like, hey, guys, you get 3 weeks off? No. Hell no.
Yeah. Honestly, you don't want to take that much time off. You really don't. I don't even understand. I understand resting players for maybe half of a game, but you want your team to go out there and play.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to keep these guys warm. J-Dub-11, try to trade Corey Davis high for a running back or ride the Flames?
Trade him high
for
a running back.
Absolutely. I mean, he wasn't shit. Excuse my language, but he wasn't much of shit for the first part of the season.
Nothing has changed there. Nothing dramatic has changed that all of a sudden, aside from him and Mariota just seeming to be on the same page a little more, but I expect there to be games where you're still getting 2 points.
Yeah. So get rid of him. Mike, are you going to derail the show and have an argument why you should keep Corey Davis?
No. Okay. We'll let you win this round.
Thank God. Dilly Dilly 21. Drop Sutton for Reynolds. Standard scoring. This is an interesting one.
No. No.
No, but I'm close. Reynolds is going to be an active part of that offense. But no,
he is. He is, but the most targets he's had in a game still is 5. And Cooper Kupp has missed multiple games, and Reynolds has still never seen more than 5 targets. So I don't know. It's still the Cooks, Gurley, and Woods show.
Well, to me, it's still the Sanders show in Denver as well.
Right. True, but I mean Sutton is one of the better first round wide receiver talents there, and he's the number 2 wide receiver as opposed to this guy that's coming in as the number 3 on a team that has an elite running back. I don't know.
Wait, but let's put it this way. Let's do Full House. All right, remember the show Full House with yeah. Danny, the dad, and Uncle Joey and Uncle Jesse. So if Gurley is Danny, he's the big dad, right? Do you see Josh Reynolds falling into the Uncle Joey role, or is Sutton and Uncle Jesse? Like, where do you see these guys?
Sutton is Uncle Jesse, and and Reynolds is Uncle Joey.
Or is he Kimmy Gibbler? He might be Kimmy Gibbler.
I don't know. No, I don't think he's Kimmy. Kimmy is like that's like Rashad Penny.
There you go.
I was gonna say Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper's Kimmy Gibbler.
No, don't do Amari like that.
The only reason you're saying that is because he's a Cowboy now,
and because they're throwing it to him in the end zone.
Well, just more opportunities to drop touchdowns.
His routes are good. He's just not. You know, Dak just can't throw.
Kelly Green writes in, Baldwin, Kirk, Sutton, Josh Reynolds, rank them PPR. Man, a lot of questions with these guys today.
Sutton, Baldwin, Kirk, Reynolds.
Sutton, Reynolds, Baldwin, Kirk for me.
Yeah, I agree with Mike on that one. I think Kirk's the last one. Yeah, whatever Mike said. But it's close. It's close. I'd like to see Josh Reynolds. I want to see him for a couple of games again. Because I kind of like what I saw, but I want to see more. Seabest. Start Tariq Cohen over Deion Lewis this week. 0.5.
Yes.
Cohen over Lewis. Mike?
I think I like Lewis over Cohen. I like Cohen, but I just don't like the randomness of Cohen. That's what scares me.
That's how I feel like it is about Deion Lewis. I can never pick right with him. He is the one player this season I am completely out of sync with. I thought he was going to have a big game last week. I expected it to be against the Patriots that he had a big game, and then Derrick Henry gets 2 touchdowns. I'm not bitter.
So that means it's an on week for Deion Lewis, right?
I mean, I don't know. I when I say I don't know, I mean I literally don't know, and that's I usually have an opinion. Deion Lewis has just been impossible for me to predict this year.
So you still going Lewis?
I'm not. No, I'm going Cohen.
You going Cohen, Mike? You going Lewis?
Yeah.
I'm going Cohen. He's just more explosive. I think they use him in more ways. Coco Pax, I have Aaron Jones and MVS. Should I start them both in the Thursday night game? I don't like this Thursday night game thing. It's impossible to predict. People say Thursday night, whatever.
Yeah, it really is like a roulette wheel. But I'm playing talent. I'm going to play my best players. So if MVS and Jones are better players than the other ones you have, then yes, play them.
I agree.
Yep, I agree.
Go talent over Mike. You agree as well?
Yeah.
All right, I go talent. I'm with you, Lucas. Go talent over superstitions any day. Big Blue 212, flex 1, standard. So I need 1 out of 4. Funchess, Adams, Josh Adams, Chris Carson, or Ridley. Calvin Ridley, I'm assuming. So who's going to score the touchdown this week? Funchess, Josh Adams, Carson, right, or Ridley?
Give me Ridley.
My heart tells me Adams, but yeah, Ridley.
I like Adams. But
I do too, but I mean, I just don't like his matchup, and I don't like his opportunity. I don't think he's going to – I mean, he does get passes out of the backfield, but they're going to be playing from behind.
If you have room for him, I absolutely want him on my bench to be there for the game that he does break out when they decide to give him 10 or 15 touches and they see what they have in him. I just don't feel comfortable predicting what game they're finally going to give him those many touches. Talent-wise, he is the best running back on that team. No doubt to me. He is the best.
Yeah, but I just don't see that happening this week.
But like, apparently the coaches haven't seen it.
You're going to be behind against New Orleans right away.
I kind of like Funchess here as well. I kind of like Funchess to score against the Lions. That secondary is awful. And if Slay is missing time again, then I really like Funchess.
Yeah, I'm not against it. I just think Ridley is a lot better than Funchess.
Absolutely.
And I think that Matt Ryan is more accurate than Cam.
Absolutely. Yep. He's kind of in my head there. Lobe, I don't know how you say this guy's name. He just wanted to write it and say, fuck the Eagles. I don't know what that's about. Who hurt you, dude? Who hurt you? What's wrong? Marlo G, pick one, PPR, Moncrief, Snead, Brandon Marshall, or Josh Reynolds? It's a Moncrief for me.
Moncrief.
What was the last option?
Josh Reynolds.
Reynolds, your favorite.
You're Josh Reynolds for me.
You like Josh Reynolds there? All right.
Those guys.
Frankway 85, Derrick Henry or Doug Martin? Ugh.
Henry.
Gross.
Yeah.
He scored four touchdowns in 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, if the Tennessee offense can get ahead, I think they're going to use Henry just to salt away games and just let that defense do its thing. So he's got value. It's just really hard to start him.
It is.
Almost as hard to start Doug Martin, but I like Henry a little bit more. Team Clyde. You guys know, let me do, well, I probably already answered it. Trivia question. What are the ghosts' names in Ms. Pac-Man? The old arcade
game. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Inky.
Clyde.
Yeah, that was the standout. It was Inky, Binky, Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde, I think, were the ghosts' names. Yep. He's got, would you start Trubisky over Wilson?
No.
I would not.
All right. Standard league, which wide receiver would you start? Boyd, MVS, Sutton.
Like all these guys, Boyd if AJ plays, and MVS otherwise for me.
MVS either way for me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to answer that question. It's ridiculous that Boyd's value is so tied to AJ, but it really is. He's just not – I don't know if he's the kind of catcher – I said this on the Monday show or Tuesday show. I don't know if he's the type of guy that can catch balls and bail out Andy Dalton like Green can. We got a call. We got two calls, actually. Let's get to these right now. As promised, when you call in, you jump the line, and I keep hitting the button, and it's not doing anything. Here we go. Thank you for calling the Sleeper Wire Show. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from, bud?
My name is Robert from Poughkeepsie. I actually call you guys a lot on Sunday.
Oh,
excellent.
Cool.
What's going on, man?
Nothing. Just a couple of ad drop questions. Would you drop Duke Johnson during his bye to add even... Oh, no, I already got MVS, but... Oh, no, here's my question. Trubisky or Dak Prescott? And I'd have to drop Duke Johnson to do it.
Who are your other quarterbacks?
No, my only other one is Trubisky.
Oh, okay, so you'd have to drop Duke to get Dak.
All right. Well, if you want to know who's on my bench, it's Landry, Mack, Eckler, Jordan Howard, Jack Doyle, Duke Johnson, and Anthony Miller.
Do you have Melvin Gordon?
I do have Melvin Gordon.
Okay. That's important because Eckler's droppable if you don't have Melvin Gordon, but you keep Austin Eckler if you're the Melvin Gordon. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, so Duke Johnson.
Yeah. What is this an eight? How many teams are in your league?
This is 10 teams, PPR. I've been rolling with Trubisky since Philip Rivers bye.
Yeah, I think that I would. I think I would just go ahead and use Trubisky.
All
right.
I'm kind of thinking I might drop Trubisky there. I mean, I know that's probably not.
You're going to drop Trubisky?
Yeah, you might have to stream a little bit more, but I mean, I like one more game that Trubisky has, but other than that, he's got some pretty tough matchups until week 16. Then he has San Francisco, but even them, they've been shutting people down as well. So I don't know, man. I think I would drop him for Dak. Dak doesn't, like, say Dak's matchups aren't looking good, I'm good with dropping him and streaming on to the next.
Who else is out there? Gonna look real fast. Eli Manning and what's his name, Jackson in Baltimore, and Bortles and Stafford. But
yeah, I actually
also
like,
sitting on the waiver wire.
I actually like Eli this week again.
I do.
And Dak's my boy, but
he was my guy last year.
Yeah. I'm a Cowboys fan, and I'm not looking to play Dak in any of my leagues and haven't started him once out of my eight leagues, so that tells you anything.
So I'm looking at tournament schedules, right? And Trubisky, he's got, like, Minnesota. He's just got tough lineup. And here's Dak Prescott's from week 11. Atlanta, Washington, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Indianapolis, and Tampa Bay.
He's just not a good passer. He's not accurate.
I don't know. I think you've got the pieces, and he's starting to throw the ball to Zeke a little bit more. I think I like Dak the rest of the season over Trubisky. That's just me.
I mean, I don't hate it. I would like for that to happen because Trubisky's been playing pretty well. But I think that I would rather hold on to Trubisky, who's currently the number six, number seven quarterback on the year, and just choose between him and Rivers.
Yeah, I guess that's actually not such a bad situation.
Yeah, I think I would just – you have Rivers also, right?
Oh, no. After some trades, the way my bench was, I couldn't afford to have two quarterbacks, so I dropped him before the London game, and I've had Mr. Trubisky ever since.
Okay. Yeah, if it's me, I don't think that I'm comfortable trusting the rest of my fantasy season to Dak. Steve, do you have a different take here?
No, I don't. I was working on the notes, adding a few more questions. Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, it's he's Dak or Trubisky rest of season?
I like just raw without knowing anything. I like Trubisky rest of season.
Okay, Dak has a pretty kosher schedule. Trubisky's gets a little bit harder, if that does anything for you.
No, I appreciate it. I was only thinking for this week. I was trying to figure out whether, because I was going to continue to roll with Trubisky, but now you got me thinking.
Yeah, so
we'll move on from that. If you'll allow me to ask maybe two more questions.
Sure, we'll just roll these out real quick.
Right. Would you drop John Brown for MVS?
Yes.
Yes, I would.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to do that first thing in the morning after he clears. And so I'm going to say you guys said roll with Trubisky. And would you drop Duke Johnson for Theo Riddick?
No.
No.
All right, then.
Keep Duke. Yep.
Right on. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Good luck.
Thank you for calling.
Good luck, bud.
Thank you for listening. All right, we got more calls to take. guys, you want to jump the line, you call the number 256-567-5337, 256-56-SLEEP. Caller, thanks for calling the Sleepwire Show. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, it's Jahi. I'm from Hawaii.
Hey, bud, what do you got for us?
What's going on, man?
How's life in Hawaii? Must be very nice there.
Yeah, we got blue skies, you know, light breeze, nice sunset every day, lava occasionally.
Let me ask you, in terms of football teams that are popular, what is the most popular NFL team in Hawaii?
Right now we got a lot of streamers. A lot of guys are running with the Titans. A lot of guys like the 49ers. But basically, we got a lot of tourists. So everybody comes around. We call them snowbirds. They're here for 6 months, basically in the winter time. So they bring whatever franchise that they want to follow with them.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of different teams and a lot of different people running their flag for the weekend. There's a lot of Broncos fans. Who else do I see? I see a lot of Saints fans.
Where are the Cowboys at? That's what I want to know.
It's America's team, baby.
There's a couple of Cowboys fans. I see a couple of Cowboys fans. I see more Jags fans than any Cowboys, I tell you the truth.
Oh, that hurts me.
Yeah. People flying that Jags flag real high.
Why?
I tell you, good. To be honest with you, I'm a Colts fan.
Okay. All right. Chris would love you. One of our other guys.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, buddy.
Anyway, thanks.
You had a question.
I had the call. Okay. Too much to text in.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So, I'm in a 12-person, 2 tight end, 2 quarterback league, and it's full PPR.
Okay.
Okay. Just to give you a little precedent, and I am in dire shape for a QB right now, but I got some running back help that I'm trying to trade away to get a quarterback. So my quarterback right now is Cousins, and my secondary guy is Mayfield. And then my third string backup for that is Flacco, and Flacco just is, you know, hurt and whatever. So I don't think I can roll with Flacco for any time at all. So I'm thinking of dropping him and trying to go on the waiver wire, but there is nothing on the waiver wire, so I got a trade. And my running backs are Gurley, Mixon, and Peterson. And I'm trying to get anybody from anyone. So I'm trying to see what my value is with, you know, Mixon and Peterson together in a package to get, like, who's out there? Patrick Mahomes is a guy's got. A couple guys got Andrew Luck. There's a guy. This guy's stacked up. He's got Cam Newton, Drew Brees, Dak Prescott, and what's his name? Portals. So I'm trying to see if I can get a quarterback off him with Peterson and Mixon. But I don't want to trade away because I'm 8-2 right now, and playoffs is about to start.
I don't think you need to trade away anything. What's wrong with starting Kirk Cousins and Baker Mayfield every week?
Well, I want to start Baker this week, but he's on a bye. So I'm basically trying to get a quarterback this week to start.
Do you have to play 2 quarterbacks?
And the only guy on the waiver wire is, what's his name, Rosen.
Look, is this a 2 QB or is it a QB and a super flex?
It's a QB and a super flex. So you got wide receiver, tight end, or quarterback.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Just ride the bye, or if you really want to, go get Rosen and play him for the week. They're playing against Oakland. Rosen will probably have an okay week anyway. Don't trade away good pieces.
That's what I was kind of thinking for
the playoffs. Yeah,
and Joe Flacco, I wouldn't drop him
because he's at 8-2.
He's got a massive schedule coming up.
You've clinched a playoff spot at 8-2.
Right.
So.
Right, I'm already in, so I'm just trying to figure out who I can get dropped, basically, for Rosen to play this week, or should I roll with who I got in my lineup already?
I think
in my lineup right now,
I got
my Cousins is in the lineup with my first QB, and then I got Gurley, Mixon, and then I'm not sure if Watkins will start or not. So in his place, I got Tyler Boyd. And I also got Adam Thielen and Sneed. So I was trying to double up on that Flacco thing. So I'm trying to think future, and I don't want to, you know, mess up the future, because I know Flacco's got something good coming up, and I know these other guys got something good today. It's just my super flex is real hard for me. That question is, should I just ride who I got now and hope for a win? Even though I'm in the playoffs, I'm not really needing it. Or should I try to pick up Rosen and play him this week?
I think you just ride what you have. Throw a running back or a wide receiver in your super flex and just go with it.
I would too. Yeah, I wouldn't get rid of any of these guys.
In our dynasty league, I'm 7-3, and it's a 2 QB league, or QB in a super flex. And my only startable quarterback now is Nick Mullins. And I'm 7-3, and I've been winning.
Hey, I rode Nick Mullins in another league the other day, and I won by like a point and a half, man. It was awesome.
It's so painful.
So, Nick Mullins, if he was available, I would have picked him up. But there, literally, like, there is nothing besides Rosen, and then the next highest guy is Taysom Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, it's rough.
I mean, it's Taysom Hill, Cody Kessler, Trevor Siemian, and then Nick Foles. I mean, I ain't got nothing going on that wire, dude.
Yeah, there's not much there. I got lucky and just got RG3 in this league because I had nothing. I thought I started the season pretty decent because I was real strong at every position, but I had Tannehill, Winston, and Jimmy Garoppolo. And Jimmy gets hurt, Winston gets benched, and Tannehill's been hurt. So I've only had Nick Mullins or C.J. Beathard. And I've still been winning somehow, but need Tannehill to
come
back.
Okay, and I got another question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Does anybody have any more news on, what's his name, Connor, James Connor? How's his concussion? I'm trying to check the news, and nothing's updating. I'm in Hawaii. You guys got East Coast news.
Look, he's doing okay. He passed all protocol. He practiced today and is feeling good.
Okay, all right, so I'm dropping Samuels then. I got Samuels up here on my bench for a security blanket because this guy is going to get hurt eventually. So
yeah,
I'm gonna let go of Samuels and make a free space.
As far as I know, he hasn't cleared protocol. But he did practice today, so maybe you hold Samuels for one more day.
Maybe, yeah, one more day, and then come Saturday at the very latest, I'm moving a free spot.
There you go.
Yep.
Because I'm stacked right now as far as running back and all that. I'm just trying to make sure I don't, you know, make a stupid mistake this week trying to get a QB in my super flex. Rosen is tempting, though, against that D. I mean, can't be honest.
Yeah, probably drop Samuels for Rosen for your super flex spot, and you should be good to go.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, well, let's room somebody else to call in and play off. I'm going to listen in. Y'all have a good time.
Yeah, cool, man.
I'll
you
be
too,
out
man.
Here. Aloha.
Aloha.
Good luck.
You.
Aloha.
Aloha right back at you.
All right. I think I know who this is just from the area code.
Back
I think.
Hero.
Is this
P.O.P.? Is this Prince of Philly?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up, bud?
What's going on, man?
You're usually the first caller. I was wondering what happened to you.
No, I don't really got too much questions. I just got like 2 or 3 real quick. You guys can answer, help me out real fast. Should be an easy week for me.
Alright, what you got?
I got 2 opening spots in my flex, and I got 2 my flex players both on the bye this week. So I'm looking at the waiver wire, and it's a PPR league and a half a point for rush attempt, so I'm looking at running backs. I see like Theo Riddick and Alfred Blue that stand out. And the wide receivers, I see like Cole Beasley, Willie Snead. What are you guys thinking? Like, where should I go? I got Evan Ingram on my bench, so I was thinking about signing him as one of my flexes.
Yeah, I think that out of the ones on the waiver wire, Theoretic is the one that I like the best. I don't expect him to get a ton of touches. The best you're hoping for some receptions. He got a ton of receptions last game. So that's really what you're hoping for there. None of those other guys do I love. So actually, I kind of like Evan Engram better than all those. What about you guys?
That's where I was leaning to, Evan Engram.
Was it? Well, who are the choices besides Engram? Was it Snead and who else?
Snead, Theo Riddick, Cole Beasley.
All right, I like
K. Bibbs, something like that. Jones from the Tampa Bay running back. He's there.
Jones. Oh, but yeah, he's coming back off of injury too. We're not even sure if he's going to play. I like Riddick. I like Riddick for PPR value because they seem to be a little bit confused without Tate, and I think there's going to be targets for him. You trust him. I'm not high on Engram at all, but you know, I'm just the guy that pushes the buttons. I like Snead over Beasley for sure, and I like Riddick over the other guy that you mentioned at running back at the top of the question.
You know, you can't say things like the guy who just pushes the buttons when you beat me at fantasy on a constant basis. That makes it more insulting.
Let me ask you, guys think that wide receiver from the Rams is a sleeper this week, or is it going to be typical guy?
That's Mike's favorite guy. If he's available, Mike would say play him over all those guys.
Yes.
Over Theo Riddick, over Evan Engram?
Yeah.
A what?
Absolutely.
Okay, alright. So it's two out of them three. Alright, let me ask you a defensive question. I got Arizona and I got the Chargers. Who do you play this week?
I think Arizona.
Me too. It's close. I like them both a lot this week. Both top five defenses, in my opinion.
Yeah. Should I drop Jacksonville's defense since I got them too?
So are you holding three defenses right now?
Yeah, pretty much. Just playing them week to week.
Yeah, I would probably drop a defense. And for me, it would be Arizona's. And I would drop Arizona's defense and play Chargers and then go between Jacksonville and Arizona.
Yeah, same
probably
here.
After this week, then.
Yeah, if you.
All right, my last question is a tight end. I might start the running back and Theo Riddick. I got two tight ends, Evan Engram or Greg Olsen this week?
Olsen.
Olsen, for sure.
Yeah, so you think out of them three options, Evan Engram is the weakest, Theo Riddick, the running back, Evan Engram, or that wide receiver? You go the wide receiver and Theo Riddick before Evan Engram?
I would go Evan Engram and Reynolds. I think Steve would go Reynolds and Riddick, and Mike would go Evan Engram and Reynolds also.
Alright, so 2-for-1.
Yep.
Alright. Good looking, guys. Did I hear one of you guys say you're a Cowboys fan?
Absolutely. Those are my boys.
That's for you, man.
Hey. Didn't we just play recently?
Oh, we did, yeah. Sure, I forgot about that. You got lucky, I'll give you that one.
Hey, better to be lucky than good, but you know, even though you're a Philly fan, I'll still help you with your fantasy team.
I appreciate that, man. I'm going to let you guys go since I'm driving, man. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, dude.
Catch you later.
All right, take care.
All right, bro. Play him off. All right. Prince of Philly calling in every week. I love it. All right. Back to the Mixler questions. We got a few more, and then we'll jump back in the sack here. I got to turn off this music. Actually, maybe not. I kind of like it. No, it's stuck. Okay, we got the Chief. We did that one. Black Mama wrote back about the Deshaun Watson trade. So 12-man standard is the league. He wants to know the best offer for Deshaun Watson. He likes Watson rest of season over Cousins. His quarterback is, okay, so he's trying to get Watson. So he has Cousins. He's got Lindsey, Miller, Ingram, Chubb, and Kerryon, and Smallwood. He's got Hopkins, A.B., Jeffrey, and Olsen and Ingram. So he wants to buy Watson at this point in a 12-man standard. Are you, who are you packaging up?
Ugh. I don't, he said he has Lindsey, Kerryon, Chubb,
Ingram, and Miller. I'm not giving up Hopkins or AB for a quarterback.
I'm probably packaging Kerryon with Evan Ingram.
Oof, I wouldn't take that. I would decline that before you finish. No way. No. Really? You think somebody would bite on that? No, you got to move Cousins.
If they need a tight end,
I think
if they need a running back and Deshaun Watson is their second quarterback.
Yeah, but I think you move Cousins. If it's not a two quarterback league and he needs running back help, he also says the guy he's trying to trade needs running back help. I think you move Cousins. Like, why would you keep Cousins and Watson? After the bye, you start Watson every week. So move Cousins and give him, like why not Cousins and Kerryon?
That just feels like a lot.
But
because
I like Cousins.
I like Watson more, but I mean, I'm okay with that. But I like Cousins
as rest of the season as well.
So that's more what more for me is I'm not really sure that I'm giving up. I'm wanting to give up one of my four running backs that I get to, you know, choose matchups week to week for the upgrade to Watson over Cousins. I don't feel like that is that significant.
I agree. I agree with that. I don't think you need to move on from Cousins, but if you absolutely want to, why not throw him in with the trade if you can?
Yeah, Kerryon is the one out of those. I have them grouped pretty closely.
Yeah.
For me, it goes, wow, Ingram with Chubb and Lindsey tied with Kerryon just below them. They're all very close, though. I think Ingram's the top, however.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how that works for you, Black Mama 24. Hope we gave you some good intel. Carlos Pack, 89, need two wide receivers. My options are Sutton, MVS, Crabtree, DT, A-Rob, Anthony Miller. Got two wide receivers.
A-Rob, MVS.
Yeah, after last week, you got to give me A-Rob and then MVS as well for me.
Cool. I like that. It's PPR league, he mentioned as well. So I think it's the same.
Even.
Ricardo Banks says, Tobey Maguire is the best Spider-Man ever, and then he drops the mic. I don't know what that means.
last week, we made a joke about Elijah Maguire, and I called him Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
And you said he was the worst Spider-Man ever.
Chris said he was the worst Spider-Man.
Oh, Chris said he was the worst Spider-Man ever.
Yeah,
okay.
He is the best.
And everybody just agreed wholeheartedly.
Oh, yeah.
Chris is on another planet some days. Stone Cold, I have Gurley, Melvin Gordon, Aaron Jones, and James Conner. I need a wide receiver. Was going to trade Jones or Conner for Devontae Adams or DeAndre Hopkins. Which one should I go? Ooh, that's fresh. I like this. It's a 12. Oh, and it's a PPR 12-team dynasty. So long term. Who do you want, Adams or Hopkins long term?
Hopkins.
Yeah.
I want Hopkins long term.
And
I like them both. I want Hopkins.
If he can make a trade, Jones or Connor, who would you give up for Hopkins?
Jones.
Jones as well.
Yeah, I agree on that one as well. If you can pull that trade off, that's awesome. Wilson 27, does Dirty Jobs really work for Sleeper Wire? Because he is 1-9 in our listener league. Do you guys claim him as a member of your team still?
1-9, baby. I finally won this week.
I don't know. We might have to put you on a probationary period or something. You should be doing better than that.
It's because I have next level listeners. They listen. They're just amazing at the game once they do so.
Right.
And I just can't compete at that level. I can't compete against myself, Steve.
They listen to your advice, and then you don't follow your own advice. So, yeah, that's what happens.
Mike, I'm going to require you to start calling in on the Mail Sack Show, Mike, to get advice on how to start your lineup.
Dude, we're talking about a league that I have. It's like a point and a half per reception. I have Travis Kelce, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, just stacked. I just keep running into buzzsaws. It sucks.
You got everybody on Mixler right now is busting your balls. You got Stone Cold Rogerson. He's got the first W last week. Captain Kirk says, I don't just push buttons on the point guard for Sleeper Wire. Okay. I'll take it. I'll take it. That is it for the Mixer right now. Phone lines are open, guys, if you want to call in. Let's go for like another 30 minutes. We can knock these questions out in the mail sack. The phone number, if you want to call in, 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. And let's see.
Ho, 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 ho! Santa Claus is here! Huddle up!
All right, let's huddle up, knock out the rest of these mail sack. Team Clyde, did we do this one? Yeah, we did that one. It's the one. Standard 6 point per TD quarterback. Who would you go with? Cousins, Prescott, or Manning?
This week?
It's the same for me if you ask this week or rest of seasons. It's Cousins for me.
Kirk Cousins, but Eli's close. Ugh. I know, but the name doesn't matter. It's what you think he's going to do this week.
This week for me, it's Eli.
All right, two for Eli this week. Rest of seasons, though, Cousins?
No, I said Cousins this week.
Oh, you said Cousins. Okay, so I said Cousins.
I said Eli was close, but he's close. Cousins this week.
All right, way to cover your ass on that one. Pick two wide receivers, Tyler Boyd, T.Y. Hilton, MVS, Doug Baldwin. He's also thinking about just dropping Baldwin.
I'd be tempted to, too. Tyler Boyd and MVS.
T.Y. Hilton and MVS for me.
Yeah, I'm T.Y. and MVS for me as well. You know, sometimes it's the one, it does feel good to drop a player who's just pissing you off. Like, I dropped Derrick Henry after he couldn't get more than 5 points a game for the first 6 weeks. And, dude, it cleared up so, like, it cleared shit up in my mind. Like, I didn't have to stress about him anymore. And I was just like, okay, now I can optimize my team with something better. And I did. And I recently just picked him back up off waivers. I put him in timeout on waivers. Nobody grabbed him, and one person did, and they dropped him right away. So now I got him back on my team, and because he's looking a little bit better. So try it, man.
Feel good about him.
Yeah, you got to feel good about your team to make the good decision. So if you got to drop Baldwin, drop him. Fantasy for Dummies, 10-team PPR. Green hurt, Edelman on bye. Need to fill two wide receiver slots and one flex. So let's see. Right now he's got MVS, Cooper, and Corey Davis in on the bench. So this is basically, would you replace any of those guys with these guys? Lamar Miller, John Brown, Anthony Miller, Cortland Sutton.
No, I'd roll with what you have. And for that last guy, I didn't hear the T.Y. Hilton. I would agree with you guys and go with T.Y. and MVS. Oh, okay. But with this, I would rock exactly what you have.
Same here.
Yep. Let's see. I think, okay, yeah, we already did that. Forgot to ask. Do you feel comfortable same guy. Do you feel comfortable starting Fitzpatrick against the Giants after no touchdown last week? He hit 400 yards for the bonus. Otherwise, he would have been a dud. All right. So I talked about this on the Monday Express Trends show. Fitzpatrick and that team in general went to the red zone 6 times last week, and they only scored 3 points. And it wasn't all on Fitzpatrick. A couple of them were bad decisions, but Mike Evans dropped a touchdown. Cameron Brate dropped a possible touchdown. There was a strip sack. There was a fumble by Jaquiz. I mean, there was a lot of shit that went wrong in the red zone for them. I feel okay about Fitzpatrick this week. I do. I know it's scary, but I do. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm okay with Fitzpatrick.
I'm okay with him, but, I mean, there's a lot of things that kind of worry me about him as well. But the it's who we playing him over would be the question. You know, I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks that I like over Fitzpatrick, but I mean, this guy is obviously he can get you that 403 touchdowns that you're looking for every single week. He just didn't do it last week, like Steve said. I mean, the opportunity was there, it was just the luck wasn't.
I don't want to put it all on luck. I want to put some of it on effort and the team's focus. Like if the Bucs don't come focused and prepared for a game, they suck. If they do come focused and prepared for a game, Fitzpatrick can get them a lot of points. But there was not a lot of effort shown last week, and that worries me. Like if that continues, it's kind of like the Raiders. Like you see them going out there and not playing very hard, because it's like whatever. What are we playing hard for? Our season's over. I'm afraid the Bucs are going to fall into that rut as well. So give him another week. I think you could start him. You should feel okay about it. That's how I feel. Shinester needs a RB2 and a flex this week. Full PPR. Joe Mixon or Dalvin Cook for RB2.
Read it one more time for me.
RB2 this week. Full PPR. Mixon or Dalvin?
Mixon
for me too.
Three for Mixon. All right, and then the flex PPR: Mike Evans, Emmanuel Sanders, or Alshon.
Sanders.
Sanders for me too.
It's tough. I like. I do like all of these guys. But.
Yeah. They all have pretty good floors. Who could score two touchdowns this week, though?
Two touchdowns?
Yeah, let's just say, like, who could have the biggest game?
Probably.
I still feel like it's Sanders. Without Demaryius Thomas there.
I don't know. I think, honestly, I feel like Alshon could probably get in the end zone twice. But I'm still going Sanders.
All right. Yeah, because I feel like they all have similar floors, but one of them's going to have a big game, I feel like. I just don't know who. But I feel safe with all three of them. But, yeah, Sanders could very well be the guy. D.O., I need three wide receivers, half point. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, I don't know how many. So, Robinson? Yes or no on Robinson?
Yes.
Cooper?
Yeah, I like him.
Amari Cooper?
Yes.
Let's see. The rest of these guys all kind of similar. MVS, Corey Davis, Watkins, or Miller?
Probably Watkins.
Yeah, Watkins for me here as well.
And then MVS otherwise, if Watkins doesn't play.
All right. Texans 23. Is Thielen okay? Just traded for him. WTF. Is he okay? Oh, so he's probably curious why somebody sold Thielen. I haven't heard anything crazy.
I think because he had his first game under 100 yards, right?
Yeah, but I think the person that traded him away has a problem. You got to WTF them. Fantasy coach H25, Jared Goff or Drew Brees this week?
Drew Brees.
Yeah, Drew Brees. That secondary in Philadelphia is really messed up. I think they're down three starting cornerbacks right now.
And they're in New Orleans. Yeah, I know Darby's out. Yeah, they're missing a lot of guys. And how come you introduced all these wrestling guys, but when you introduce Dio, you don't play Holy Diver?
You know, I thought about that because he spelled it D-E-O and not D-I-O. That's why.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I did think about that pre-show, though. I did. Lucas is sitting there thinking about this one.
I think I'm going Goff.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am. They have – it's a 63-point over-under, and there's a real possibility – Todd Gurley does a lot in the air, and there's a real possibility that the Saints just get up in this game and run the ball a ton. And I think that the Chiefs and Rams is going to be competitive the whole way through.
All right. Okay, that's something to think about, fantasy coach. Royal Flush, would you trade Chubb and Olsen next week before our trade deadline for Ertz? My other running backs, Connor, Melvin Gordon, and DJ. So he's getting rid of Chubb and Olsen to get Ertz.
That's a lot. I'd want a lesser running back back also, or a lesser wide receiver. Get something of value back with Ertz.
Yeah. Get a little something. Get a little something. But I don't mind that at all.
You got to balance out that trade a little bit, yeah, though. You're giving up Chubb.
All right. Then he wants to know Washington's defense or Titans for this week. And let's say this week and rest of the season.
Ooh, this week. I don't like Titans this week.
I like Washington this week. And I actually like Washington rest of season as well.
Okay.
That addition of Ha Ha Clinton Dix to me was huge.
I don't like either of the teams this week, to be honest.
But you got to pick one. It's not called not answer show. It's called answer show.
I'm going Washington, but I don't like either.
Yeah, I think I might lean the Titans this week, and I might go Titans rest of the season. We're not very helpful on this one. I don't know, man.
I think Luck's going to light up the Titans.
Yeah. I think Watson's going to light up the Redskins. So
that's why I said I don't want to pick either of these. At least the Redskins are at home.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But Texans are coming off bye. They're going to be fresh and healthy.
That's why I'm not playing against either Luck or Deshaun Watson. They're both hot. Like, you don't want to play against either of them. Go pick up somebody else. There has to be someone.
You know what? I might go. I might lean Redskins now just because of the turnover potential. Like, I think the Texans might turn the ball more possible to turn the ball over than the Colts would be.
Yep.
That's, you know what, guys? Look at, there's a site. I think it's on ESPN. There's a page that's called Defensive or Team Statistics Give Take, and it breaks down all the teams and it gives you all the stats on how many interceptions they got on defense, how many fumbles they got on defense, and also how many they gave away. And it's a nice little tool to kind of look at these defenses when they're kind of close for you and see, all right, how many turnovers has the opponent been giving away? Some teams protect the ball really well, and some teams will turn it over. I might go Redskins this week for that reason. Rivers, I'll say same guy, Royal Flush, Rivers, Prescott, or Mariota? He has Rivers, but Mariota's on the waiver.
I'm playing Rivers.
I'm also playing Rivers.
I'm also playing Rivers. Sandman 25, Tate or DT in standard this week?
DT.
DT, for sure.
DDT. DDT. There's a little wrestling for you. Yeah, DT. Stay Frosty 88. Need a miracle at tight end this week. Ricky Seals-Jones or Heuermann standard scoring?
Heuermann.
Heuermann, is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Ricky Seals-Jones for me.
Oh, no.
Shares. Yeah. Sorry.
I think Jones is a safe floor, I think, but in standard, I think I like Heuermann to score this week a little bit more. Let's see. He needs a miracle, too, so he needs the touchdown. Frank White, 85. Derrick Henry or Doug Martin?
Oh. Gross.
And all he has right now, because all his other guys are on bye, so all he has is Kerryon Johnson, PPR league.
Derrick Henry, but I don't like it.
I might have had a dip. Did we have this exact question already?
We did.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah, we did, and we went Derrick Henry.
Okay.
I'm not loving it, but Derrick Henry.
All right. In the bag, half point. Sutton, MVS, Doyle, Eckler. He is a Gordon owner.
MVS.
MVS for me as well.
Same with me. So he wants to know if he should drop Minnesota defense. So his current defense is Minnesota. Do you drop anybody to stash Jacksonville for next week or Tennessee for the playoffs? Or just roll
Tennessee for the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Would you drop, out of those guys we mentioned, would you drop Sutton, MVS, Doyle, or Eckler? You hang on Eckler because you have Gordon.
I'd drop Who's him. His tight end?
It doesn't say, but if Doyle's your second tight end, I'd drop Doyle.
Yep.
Yeah, same here.
Yep, and get Tennessee. Jimmy 2020, flex, PPR, Reynolds or Kuti?
Reynolds, because I'm not sure if Kiki's playing.
All right. He also has Snead, Tre'Quan Smith and Derrick Henry on the wire. Do you like any of that, those guys more than Reynolds?
No. Snead, Tre'Quan, or who? Who was the third one?
Derrick Henry.
No, I think I'd rather have Reynolds in a PPR.
In a 63-point over and under game.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going Reynolds. Excuse me, got a couple more for the mixer real quick. Stone Cold Rogers, start RSJ or Evan Engram in PPR?
Evan Engram.
Evan Engram for me too, but it's close.
Oh, who do they play? The Bucks. This might be the only week where I might start Evan Engram. I don't like him this year. He hasn't proven to me he's part of the game plan at all, whereas RSJ is becoming more of part of the game plan, and Engram is just like a garbage time kind of guy. If you look at when he scores and what he does, it's always at the end of the game. It's hard to trust. But
they're always in garbage time.
Yeah.
Because they're garbage.
Yeah. But they play garbage this week too, so it very well could be garbage. This could be the all
garbage. It could be a game
bowl.
Of garbage. It could be the Evan Engram show-off.
This is going to be the garbage bowl, Dirty Jobs. You need to go to this game.
I'm already
game.
Excited. More and more you guys keep talking about it.
Oh, my goodness. Ricardo Banks, final question here. Half-point PPR, need a third wide receiver and a flex. A lot of names. He's already starting Kyle Rudolph. So he's got Moncrief, Mike Davis, Godwin, Heuerman, David Moore. So we need two out of those.
Moncrief and Davis for me.
Same.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. I don't know if I'm starting. I said on the earlier show this week, I'm dropping David Moore. I liked him when I saw him first, but he's been dropping passes in the end zone and critical plays, and that's no good for me. Jordan Reed from Michael DeSantis. Jordan Reed or Vance McDonald going forward? Half PPR.
Vance.
Really? You guys are high on Vance?
Yeah.
I like Vance. Ever since he ripped that guy's soul out of his body from Tampa and put him on injured reserve, I've been a Vance McDonald fan.
The Mortal Kombat finished him. Yes.
I mean, literally stole his soul.
Can you name what? Yes. Do you can you name the character whose finish that was?
No, I cannot.
Vance created his own. They're putting him in the game.
I think it was the wizard Shang Tsung. I think was the
there
wizard
you go.
Guy. He would suck their soul out. So much video game trivia today. Hey, fellas, this is an email question from Britt. Hey, fellas, flipped Evans for Mac last week, so now I've got some fun questions. Need to find two spaces for Kerryon, Dalvin Cook, and Mike Evans. What? This is a weird question. I need to find two spaces for Kerryon, Dalvin Cook, and Mike Evans. I don't understand. I don't understand this question. Let me get to the second part. Can I ride the Titans through the playoffs?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So let's try to figure out this question. I flipped Evans for Mac last week, so now I've got some fun questions. I need to find two spaces for Kerryon, Dalvin Cook, and Mike Evans. But I thought you just traded Evans. Dude, you're on the Sleeper app. If you're listening, either call in or something, or hit us up in the Mixer chat or on the app itself, because I'm a little bit confused to what you're asking here. Phone lines are open for another few minutes here, guys, if you want to call in. I may have disconnected. I think I disconnected our Skype line. I might have destroyed the phone line. Oh, you know what, guys? Phone lines are dead for the night. Sorry, we ran out of Skype credit. What a show. We ran out of Skype credit. All right, so Sandman25, he's writing me back here. Need to pick two. Okay, so he needs two. Kerryon, Evans, and Cooks. Need one flex, one RB. So for this week, Kerryon, Mike Evans, and Dalvin Cook.
Evans and Cook.
I think I'm there too. Yeah, with Theo Riddick coming back, I'm a little worried. So Evans and Cook to me are the higher ceilings anyways.
All right. Cool. Let me check the threads for any last questions. I think we may be finished. Got that one all cleared out. Got that one all cleared out. Okay, I think the sack is over. Guys, kill time for a second. I got to find the close music. Hang on. Tell them what to do.
Garbage bowl. No, yeah, you know where to find us. We're at sleeperwire.com. You can ask us questions just basically anytime. We'll get back to you within 24 hours. Remember why we do this, guys. We do this for Rob. So get on there. Go to gofundme.com/RobJR. You can find us at Sleeperwire Show on Twitter. You can find me at DirtyJobs21. Lucas, where can they find you on Twitter? You can find you on Twitter now, can't you?
Yep, Sleeperwire LBB. We had a great James Conner discussion going today. Got a little bit heated here. Someone said that he needed to be in the discussion with Todd Gurley and Alvin Kamara, and I was not ready for that to be the case.
See, and I think that's what leads me back to why I'm a little bit worried about Le'Veon Bell next year is it just because he's on a great offensive line? Because if you look at the holes those guys produce, I feel like I could be a good running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So,
and that's that's the debate we had.
Yeah. Yep, I'm with you then. I'm on your side of the debate. I like Connor a lot. I think he's very talented and he's a great back, but I don't think he's in the same conversation as who we're talking about there.
Nah, you know what? That's part of it for sure. I got to put my two cents in. That's definitely part of it, the offensive line and build of that team. But Lev has physical skills that other people don't have. Just like Saquon and Elliott and Gordon. Or not Gordon, Gurley. Like, you look at these guys and just break it down to the physical way that they move. Their hips rotate and shit like that in ways that other guys don't. Like,
their hips don't lie.
Their hips don't lie. Their hips don't lie. Exactly. But no, it's just like the way you watch these guys, just the way their body cuts and where the cuts come from is different than a guy like Isaiah Crowell or somebody who, you know, has to like slow down and then change direction. Where you watch Saquon and it's just like, it's almost an effortless plant a foot and just go. It's just an athletic difference, I think. So this is going to be a great argument for the preseason next year, I think.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that was pretty good. That was a good mail sack. Let's wrap it up here officially. Guys, thank you for tuning in to the Sleepwire mail sack. As you heard, they gave you all the information. We'll be back on Sunday morning, 11:30 to 1 p.m. ish, 12:45 a.m. ish, 12:45 p.m. I should say. Let me try that again. Restart. We'll do it live, damn it. We'll be back on the air Sunday morning for the Sleeper Wire Blitz. We answer all your start sick questions. Start at 11:30. Dirty Jobs runs the board. And George, Jason, and a bunch of other people get on there. And we're thinking about doing something special for Thanksgiving. Possibly like a Thanksgiving while you cook the turkey. Get some fantasy advice live show. I don't know. Details to come in the Sleeper Wire channel, on the Sleeper app, and on the Fantasy Life app, and everywhere else you follow us. Join the Facebook group, the Sleepwire Fantasy Football Club. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for your questions. And we'll be back next week for another mail sack. Starting around, oh, maybe we won't. I don't know. Stay tuned. You'll find out. Join the app. You'll find out. That's it. Good luck, week 11.